Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles, which took place on August 22, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Dear Master, so I have one question. I think one time in meditation, you keep me going up, I think that's a level 4, because that is very dark, and then I was talking to the people up there, and then suddenly I look back, and then I saw the whole half the planet is light, power. I received right away, I said, oh, that's my Master. I should go there with my Master. And then I fly back, far away, I saw you so beautiful. And then you wear the king clothing, and then it's a dragon cane. It's very nice, and then it a lot of power from you. And behind you, some disciple. I think a disciple, but they have a light too. I saw you, and you go to the big mountain. It's a very dark mountain. And then you close the mountain. When you open, I saw a lot of light, and I open, and you and came in. And then I could come in too, but I thought to myself, I don't know, can I come or not, because this is not our planet. So I just stay. When I saw you and the people and came in the mountain, and then it's a light power. And then I really like to come in, but I could ask you, so last time, if I see you up there, any planet, may I come in?
It's too late now, baby. You should have gone in there right then. What do you have to lose, right? You're already outside, and if you come in, if somebody kick you out, you're still outside anyway.
Yeah.
You should not wrestle too much with your mind, okay? But next time, just go in.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
So I have another one. May I explain?
Sure.
Thank you, Master. So that's not far, just two months ago, so I went to another planet. It's very beautiful. Very, very beautiful planet.
More beautiful than the last one.
Much more than that one.
It's more beautiful all the time.
So I went up and I saw the moon and I saw the sun. Passed them. And I went to another planet. I checked that one. It's very, very light, beautiful. And then I came in, I saw all the diamond, all the rose, everything is very, very beautiful. I said, you taught me if you go to the heaven level or the Buddha level, you walk in, it's no shadow. So I walk and I touch it, it's no shadow. I said, oh, this is where it's a planet. So I saw all the stone, it's very beautiful. Before I napped the last planet, I took the one and put it in my pocket. I came down to dark level, and I thought, let's take that one and put in the dark level and see if it's still light or not. So I take it out, and it's beautiful. It's still light.
Still light and beautiful.
And I thought, oh, that's a very high level. And then I thought, it's thank you, Master, for giving me a go there and then give me joy to see that.
You're welcome.
It wait. Actually, so I have so many experience.
Okay, enjoy. And don't take diamond next time. Remember, don't take what don't belong to you.
Yeah. I left in the dark planet. I didn't bring down here.
It's okay. I'm just joking.
Oh, thank
if you,
Master.
Go there, everything belongs to you. Suppose you die now, yes. That's where you will go.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Thank you, Master.
But if you continue, you go even a better place than that. Oh, of course, yes, yes.
I love that.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Upstairs is your house. You see, in those levels, one of your house.
Yeah.
So everything there will belong to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good that you brought one and put it to the dark level. So let people in the dark level drool over it and they maybe aspire for higher heaven. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't have a question. I just explain because everything you taught me very well. I listen to you and then I receive everything. You love me very much. I just say you're a little boy and then you love me very much.
What do you do in Canada now?
I take care of handicapped people.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Please be loving to them. Bring love and bring joy into their life.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you, Master. You have power inside me. That's why I work with the people. So 100% of people love me very much. But I taught myself, it's not love me. It's my Master inside me.
It's good, of course. When you are one with the Master power, then you're the same. Yeah? And people love you. We are the same. We are one. Normally, until your ego step in between us.
Yes.
All right.
So may I have one more or two more?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Go ahead.
So one day, so I watched this cover channel. The scientist talking about the faraway planet. It have another people living, and then I thought, why you don't came to my Master? If you come to the my Master in this season, you understand everything. Mm. It's why you don't came to the my Master? You know? And then I ask myself like that. So every day I wake up in a meditation, and then before the meditation, I pray Master. Master, please give me go to see that planet. Mm. And then I saw that planet. It's so beautiful. The pupil is so tall. It's not the same our physical. It's the white. Look nice, it's clear, it's white. So I came there and I stand outside and I saw that planet. It's so many tall people and very beautiful. They look at me with the eye and then I see them very, very funny. Mm. I saw the all the transportation, you know, from there. Mm. We have a car here, but they have a different thing.
Yes,
but they go very fast. And go the signal light. So very fast, and then I saw it all the way. Mm. And then they can stay on the air, Master, in the ground, and then have a source of people walk around, and they can stay on the air. They stand the air, or they can walk, they can sit on the air. I'm really happy to Master give me to go in there to see them.
I said, I told you.
If the scientist listen to the Master, come to Master in this season, and then Master will bring them there, and they have more understand. Is they don't need to wait so many years, and then they send back, but they don't understand.
Of course, not yet.
Yeah.
If they are all vegetarian, and they practice spiritually the way you do, they will understand right away.
Yeah.
Or sooner. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully, Master will help them.
I like to help them, but they got to help themselves. Yeah, they have to believe what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Mm. At least they are vegetarian. No more killing energy. Yes. Yeah. Then their intelligence will even more develop. And no obstruction to their intelligence. It will flow from outer space, from other planet, from a higher intelligence to them. And no obstructive. Then they can get the message even spontaneously.
Yeah. Mm.
Because people eat meat too much and sometimes take drug, alcohol and drink all that, you know. They create a kind of destructive and obstructive energy.
Yeah.
Yes. So the other energy from the space, from other planet, difficult to reach us. If they purify themselves the way you do, see, you turn to vegetarian, you get initiation from me, and then you enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
I don't have to do anything much for you anymore.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Because you have greatness in you.
Yeah.
Yes. The initiation is to awaken the greatness within yourself and the inherent wisdom and intelligence. It's not for me to be your master or anything.
Yeah.
It's me to help you. But in the world, you call me teacher, master, call me whatever you like. Just I help you to awaken your own mastership inside you, you know, your master wisdom inside you and your master power. And then you can go visit the whole universe, any corner you want. In the Buddhist Sutra, Moggallana went to a different planet also to see different people. He also talked similar to you. One time he went to a planet, you know, and saw the people very, very, very big. And their bow was so big that he landed on the edge of one of their eating bow, you know?
Yeah.
And he looked like a fly on it.
Yeah.
Yes. So when he came back, he also tell like what you told. They said, people, they are very, very big and tall.
Yeah, very tall.
Some are bigger, taller than where you went. Yeah. So people would think that only in the Buddha's time that his disciples can go and visit all the planets. No, we can still do it. It's the same method. It's the same road. If you know the same road, you can go the same way, you know?
Yeah.
Like everybody know this address here.
Yes.
And the person who already been here, go out and meet you at the train station or airport and bring you right here.
Yeah.
Takes no time, no mistake. No problem. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe a little traffic and slower than other person, but he knows where he's going. Yeah. Similarly, it's like that. Buddha's time, Jesus' time, this time, always the same.
Yeah.
If you practice the same method, you go the same road, you have the same master power within you being awakened, you go anywhere. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be pure, you know, and undistracted in your practice. Then you visit anywhere you want, no need UFO even. But what I'm saying is, even if people do not practice spiritual the way you do, and not let me help them to open their own, you know, incredible power within themselves, even then, if they are vegetarian, you know, practice compassion and love to all beings and animals and stop all this killing, they will also one day arrive in some level that they could be more intelligent. And they can invent such like UFO or more than that, which we can visit million years apart from Earth kind of planet. It's very exciting to
very
be
exciting,
practicing spiritually. It's a pity that people deny themselves. They deny themselves of their great power, and their ability is endless. The sky is not the limit. Yes, we can go anywhere we want in a blink of an eye, it's like the way he did. He's not the only one, of course, but okay, he's too excited, so he tells us. If you come near my house already, and I'm in here, then you just come in, okay?
Thank you.
Anyway, it's okay, you don't miss anything. Probably just another seminar up there that, you know, the master was giving. It's a pity that we invent so many stuff, go to Mars and Moon and all that, and just get a little dirt to come home. But there's so many planets. Go ahead.
You already have me before.
Okay.
I met you when I initiated in 1990, and then 2002, I saw the picture. I said, oh, here, my master. The master helped me from 1976. You have
1976.
Me. Yeah, you always have me.
I was not even out in the world yet, huh?
Yeah, you
I
took me
I was somewhere
to,
else, yes.
At that time, when I going up the tree and fell down, the body that died, but there's a soul, you took me to see a lot of planets.
Yes.
And so beautiful. So my my parents took me, the body, to the hospital. I stayed there, and doctors tell them my family, you don't worry, he's still alive, but I don't know why he didn't wake up. But at that time, you took me up there, and I saw so many beautiful planets up there, and when I came back, I asked my mom, oh, where the mom is? She said, and you in the hospital 3 days.
Mm.
And I said, oh, really? I went with one lady, so beautiful, powerful, it's all light. But in the Vietnam, they said my father sister died young. Mm. And they said, maybe sister didn't have any answer until the 2002 I saw you, your picture. I said, oh, here, this is the master who took me up there that time.
Yeah.
You helped me a lot. You took me so many times to go up to heaven, so many planets, so in level. And I very, very, very thank you very, very much.
It's okay.
So,
you have been my disciple in former life. It's normal. You just forgot.
Yeah, thank you, Master.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in on Monday for part two of Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell, and heaven bless.